That's right. No coronavirus can keep me out. Down but not out. Owen Schroyer here, back in the host chair of the War Room. Wow. It has been a while since I've been in this chair. I'm glad to be back. And let me tell you something. I am chomping at the bit right now to get to all of this news. I've got cultural news. I've got political news. I've got news that everyone else is missing. I've got health news. We've got more laughing at liberals coming up today. We'll bring that back and some other fringe stuff that you're not going to see anywhere else except right here on the InfoWars War Room. And of course, all the video clips for your viewing pleasure as well. And I told my producer, Scott, to make sure that I don't have any guests today because I'm going to need the entire show to get all the stuff that I haven't been covering out and get to all the news. And I'd like to open up the phone lines since I haven't heard from you guys in a while either. I'd like to open up the phone lines as soon as I get to all of this news. Hopefully I can do that in 2 hours. And then in the third hour, the phone lines will be open for you. Let me just say this, though, before we do get into the news and current events and developments and culture news and everything that's going on, the Super Bowl Ass Time Show, as it's being called. Today, it just broke before I went on air. Now, if you know me, you know, A, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, where Rush Limbaugh is from about 30 or so miles south of there. And if you know, KMOX out of St. Louis has always been one of Limbaugh's biggest flagship stations. And as you know, I myself have been a Rush Limbaugh listener for quite some time. And so when the news broke before I went on air today, Rush Limbaugh reveals he has advanced lung cancer, it really hit home for me. And I will admit, folks, when I was actually so sick last week, I couldn't even do my normal news aggregation. It was not even possible. I didn't even have enough health to be have the cognition to do that. And so just a little bit yesterday and then today, just putting my feelers back out there to kind of get back into the mode, get back into where I need to be, I noticed that Rush had grown a beard, which I've never seen Rush Limbaugh with a beard before. And I was wondering what that was about. And part of me now can't help but think that that had to do with the fact he found out he had lung cancer and simply decided to stop shaving. But I don't know if he's commented about that. So I just want to start the broadcast off with a big shout out to Rush Limbaugh, who really led the way for conservative talk radio, who really broke a lot of ground for this type of talk radio, who really endured a lot to get where he's at and to put us that use this medium as conservatives where we're at. So we wish him the best. We'll be praying for Rush. We hope he can get over this. Lord knows America needs Rush and his 30 million listeners bringing the truth every day. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, February 3rd, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room. I am your host, Owen Schroyer, back after a long absence from this desk and from these airwaves, but it's nice to be back home here on the InfoWars War Room with you. Now, we got a lot of great guests coming up this week. However, I told my producer, Scott, I want a wide open schedule today. I need 2 hours to get everything that's been bottled up inside of me out. And then I want the third hour to get your response to all of it. And so that is the plan today. So that means I'm going to have to be extremely focused and extremely diligent in my usage of time here in the next 3 hours. But I do have a plan, and that is the good news. And so where to even begin? Let me just kind of show you the waterfront here of what we're going to get into today. We've got political developments. I'll be showing you some of the latest from the Democrat. I don't even think we should call it a party anymore. I like parties. Parties are fun. The Democrat, what should we call it? It's kind of like a funeral, really. The Democrat presidential candidate funeral. We've got some developments from that side of the aisle, some other political news, including what has a lot of Republican voters and conservatives upset about some Republicans fighting for more foreign workers in the U.S. and the whole impeachment debacle. Oh, my. Boy, people quit caring about that, didn't they? Whew. I mean, that was a major bust. But speaking of major busts, once I finally got enough energy to even do anything at all, I started to get on Twitter a little bit over the weekend, and I was a little peeved at what I had to deal with for my free speech, and then seeing everything that the left is allowed to get away with no arrests. And then, like a meteor out of the sky, like a light in a dark room, all of a sudden, leftist and liberal protesters started getting arrested. Wow. Isn't it funny how that works? So we may cover that a little bit as well, but it's nice to see, at least on a small scale, the two-tier justice system has been fully exposed and hopefully is now being broken down. And I gave some further insight into what I learned from my arrest and from some people inside the system. Let's just say, as much as it may have been an example to you in the audience or to just the average person that follows politics out there, to the men and women inside the system, it was even a bigger wake-up call. So we may get into that. I've got more news here. It's developing now. What are social media companies going to do to help get Trump out of office? Well, they've got new plans, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be revealing those as we go on. We've got some developing news. You can call it laughing at liberals. You can call it liberal insanity. It's all the same thing. Big problems in San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen. Big, big problems for the Democrats in San Francisco. And it's not going to be fun because it's no longer a state issue with a rigged state prosecution. No, this one's going to the federal government. Uh-oh. Boy, that $500 million that they have for a budget out there to clean up the streets, where was that money going? We may actually find out as arrests have been made. So that's just some of the news coming out of San Francisco. There will be more. Just shows you what happened when a gangster mafia boss like Nancy Pelosi gets in power. Oh my, the news when it comes to drag queens and transgenders is going to blow your mind today. Drag queen story time is making its way into the classroom. They've now evolved past just the library. They're now in the classrooms. And then what would happen if a man walked into a female's restroom? Well, I'll have that story coming up for you as well. We've got racism just oozing out of the left right now. We'll cover that. We'll cover, Actually, I guess this one's Elizabeth Warren just being a total lying fraud. That probably belongs over here with the rest of the lying fraud Democrat news that I have from the dirtbag Dems. So we'll get into that. A red flag law turns deadly when a man in Maryland refuses to turn over his firearm. And then, I mean, if you really want to laugh at liberals, ladies and gentlemen, just wait until you see what they've done to quote unquote men's fashion. Of course, nobody dresses like this. Nobody considers this men's fashion. It's just them playing their whole little game that they like to play. It's like pathological LARPing is what I call it. Like, oh, this is men's fashion. This is what men like. This is cool. And then it's like 0.001% of men maybe they dress like that, but probably just think about it, would never actually do it in public. So we've got that coming up and more. We're going to debut a new promo that we've completed. The great editor Sam finally completed that today. And we're going to air that. We're going to debut that. And there may be a clip in that. Actually, I didn't clarify with you, Sam, if that clip was from there. But either way, I don't take pleasure. There he is right there. He survived being struck with a lightsaber. I don't know how he did it, but there he is. Proof that he can survive a lightsaber attack. Not many can. Yeah. Anyway, having some fun here. I don't like being right about these issues because people end up getting hurt and the city of Austin is falling apart at the seams right now. It's really sad. But when we had the homeless town hall here in Austin about 3 or 4 months ago, I don't know, time flies, I knew they weren't going to do anything. I knew it was only going to get worse and more out of hand. And as soon as I saw that garbage mayor, being polite here, I mean, you could go through a stack of garbage and probably find more value than you could in Mayor Adler. And as soon as I saw Mayor Adler up there just with the weak knees, oh yeah, we're going to fix this. We're going to have town halls and we'll talk about this. I knew it was a bunch of glad-handing nothing burger. And so I stood up and I said, this is ridiculous. Nothing's going to change in this city with leadership like this. And now it's totally out of control. So I'll have that news for you and that clip. And then the coronavirus, which is being covered up by China. It's being exposed as potentially man-made. And now China's trying to blame America, if you can believe that or not, for the panic. I got news for you. Most people in the Wuhan province or everywhere else that are being locked down right now because of this probably have never even seen American news and won't, okay? So it's really amazing what China is doing right now, not only to cover up the reality, but then point the blame in every other direction. So that's all coming up. Folks, in this short break, jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of all the specials that we have going on there. I'll tell you more about those when we get back. But get yourself a t-shirt, get yourself a hat, and put it on and buckle up because the War Room is on for 3 hours.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Look at that. Still powering the InfoWars studios. Only runs in water purified by the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Demands 2 droppers of Supermale Vitality every hour on the hour. Of course, you can only get Supermale Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's take care of some business here, guys. I want to say two things before I move on. One, nobody wants to think about, nobody wants to have to endure having a situation where, oh my gosh, it's an emergency, whether it's the power goes out, an earthquake, tornado, hurricane, flood, mass pandemic. Nobody wants to have that scenario where you're faced with the decision of going to a grocery store to gather emergency food supplies and emergency water supplies. You don't want to be faced with that. You want to be prepared. Now, the crew gave me to show off here. Honestly, it's so ridiculously heavy. The emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, just look at this. Part of me kind of wants to just whip a batch of this up on air. Got banana chips here. What else do we have here? Southwestern rice. And this thing is literally overflowing. White rice. What do we have here? Got some soup. This is just some of the stuff that's overflowing on top. This is the emergency food supply available at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, it's on sale right now, and sadly, people are realizing, because of what's going on with the coronavirus, how serious these things can be and how you don't want to be stuck without an emergency food supply should it hit the fan. And so we're just encouraging our audience to prepare and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself an emergency food supply so that you don't have your back against the wall and you're not in a tight spot with your family should there be an emergency that requires you to have an emergency food supply. Because by the time you make it to the grocery store, folks, if you can even get there, if the doors are even open, all that food and water is probably going to be gone. And that's the last place you want to be. So we've got the best emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is how you can avoid a catastrophe, which is being in an emergency without food or water. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, that's how we are able to exist. We don't take big corporate money. We don't have big corporate donors. We don't have big corporate ads. We don't take money from big pharma. Nope. We sell you products you need at InfoWarsStore.com so that you can take care of your friend and family. All right. Here's what I want to do here for the remainder of this segment. I want to go to a couple video clips, but I have to make sure we do this right, because if not, it'll butcher the segment. Guys, did we censor clips 15 and 16? Do we know? Okay, so we're going to have to do that then before I go to these clips. So I'm glad that I did that double check. See, I've been out for a little bit, but the rust is already wearing off. So guys, we're going to have to go ahead and censor those two clips before I can go to them, because I want to do it right. But man, let me tell you, this clip, folks, I'm laughing about it right now, just in my head, reliving it. I mean, seriously, oh, these Democrat voters are so stupid. Oh, they're the dumbest people you've ever seen in your life. It's really quite amazing. So let me do this instead then, is go down some of these new developments from the Democrat funeral, or the Democrat party, as some might call it. I'm calling it a funeral. Parties are fun. This is no party what the Democrats are doing right now. But let's just go ahead and look at some of this nonsense that you get from Democrats here. Now, I've tied this into the censorship, the new way that Twitter is trying to suppress Trump supporters here with a tweet like this. Bernie Sanders, just an outright liar, says, "My first executive orders will be to reverse every single thing President Trump has done to demonize and harm immigrants." You couldn't name one thing, but you just put that out anyway as a total lying presidential candidate. including his racist and disgusting Muslim ban. Again, that's just a lie. It's just a lie. And I tend to get really mad to know the nature of a Bernie Sanders to come out and just put out a blatant lie like this. Just a blatant lie. There's no truth to it at all. Of course, the average Democrat voter, Bernie Sanders supporter, thinks this is a work of genius, even though it's totally fabricated. Now, the other lesson is, which is why we need people arrested. Should a Democrat ever get into office again to be the president, they will reverse everything Trump has done. So that's why you need to start arresting the heads of the Democrat Party as the criminals they are. But, you know, I'll bring this back up later today because it ties into how we as conservatives can take action right now to defeat the lies of the Democrat Party on social media, use their own censorship tools against them. Now, Joe Biden, you know, I don't think Joe wants to win. Have you been noticing he's been telling people not to vote for him? Then he puts this out. Let's be clear. Transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time. Wow. Could you be more disconnected from reality if you were kissing your own granddaughter? Oh, wait, Joe Biden does that on the lips. Basically, I mean, I should stop right there. I mean, Joe Biden is the most perverted, disgusting person. It's really quite strange whether he's trying to pick up a 12-year-old girl at a campaign event, whether he's like giving his granddaughter the tongue on national television. I mean, I'm sorry to say that. It's just what he does. There's no room for compromise when it comes to basic human rights. Transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time. I'm sorry, it's just so ridiculous. Yeah, you know, forget about the censorship on the internet. Oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. There's Joe Biden just locking lips with his granddaughter. Totally normal behavior. I mean, you've heard of kissing cousins, but I mean, Elizabeth Warren pledges not to take donations from big agriculture and then turns around and takes a $35,000 donation from big agriculture. Don't you just love the blatant fraud of the Democrat Party? But they know the average Democrat voter is so dumb and disillusioned that they won't even know it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're chugging along here in the first hour. Did you see? I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, you know, InfoWars told you this would happen. But I caught Fox News polls over the weekend claiming still six different Democrat candidates are clearly still ahead of Trump in the polls. I mean, are they sick with the coronavirus over there at Fox News? I love this. And see, you can do this for any rally at any given time, but when it's in the same state on the same day, you had a Biden rally in Iowa. This was 3 or 4 days ago. Trump was in Des Moines at Drake University. By the way, you had the entire Democrat debate at Drake University. You had maybe 1,000 people turn up for the Democrats. Most of them were bussed in by Amy Klobuchar. We talked to these people. They bussed six. They took six buses from Minnesota to bus people in, paid for by the Klobuchar campaign. Then you had Organic, some Yang supporters show up. Organic, some Sanders supporters show up. But about 1,000 people for all the big Democrats to show up in Des Moines. Trump comes back a few weeks later, tens of thousands of people, by the way, in the Drake Arena where they play basketball, filled it to the brim. Biden has a rally in Iowa the same day, can't even fill a Starbucks. In fact, you could go to Starbucks on the average day, more people would be there than if Biden showed up. It's just like Biden at Starbucks. People are like, I don't want to go there. But if it's just like Starbucks open, it'd be like, ooh, let's go to Starbucks. Biden's there. Never mind. So the average Starbucks crowd has a higher attendance than a Biden rally. The only rally, the only Democrat rally, folks, that gets any turnout right now is Bernie Sanders. And it's only about half of what he had in 2016. Most Bernie Sanders supporters have realized the fraud that Bernie Sanders is by now, laying down to the Democrat Party. But when you have Fox News polls and all these polls, Trump losing to Sanders, Trump losing to Biden, Trump losing to Warren, who even Klobuchar is sneaking up on Trump? Who? What? It's a joke. And you see, this is the deception of the mainstream news. Now, I'm going to tie this all in together, but let's have one last laugh at the total fraud that Elizabeth Warren is. I mean, you can't. If I go look up fraud in the dictionary, Elizabeth Warren's picture should be right there. And if you go look up Pocahontas in the dictionary, it won't be Elizabeth Warren. But if you look up fraud, it would be Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren takes a pledge, no big ag money pledge. She takes that pledge and then turns around and takes a $35,000 donation from big ag. I'm sorry. To be a Democrat voter, how dumb do you have to be? I mean, seriously, I'm not even kidding you. Right now, the only way I could sit here and look at somebody who's going to vote Democrat and have any semblance of respect for their IQ or cognitive abilities would honestly be Andrew Yang. And I mean, I get it. And Yang's nuts. He's literally spraying whipped cream into dudes' mouths on their knees at a campaign event. I mean, and that's like the upper echelon of a Democrat right now. I'm sorry. I can't even believe it, folks. Gallows humor is the only way for me to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about being overrun by people who have the IQ of a ham sandwich. I like Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian. I like Joe Biden, creeper. I like Bernie Sanders, sold you out last time. I mean, who are these people that fall for all this nonsense? Here, but let me bring it home to a bigger point, because I realized something. So here's the image that was put out on Jack Posobiec's Twitter feed. I also put the image out today. But the story is, you can now report voter suppression on Twitter ahead of the 2020 election. Now, everybody knows what's happening here. Well, everybody that isn't a ham sandwich or AKA a Democrat voter. But the new issue you can report on Twitter, misleading about a political election. Now, my response to this is the same as yours. This is obvious. This is the new Twitter thing to suppress Trump supporters and censor Trump supporters and ban Trump supporters, ultimately. But if this were applied in reality, this would actually get every liberal banned from Twitter. Every single Democrat on Twitter, all they do is mislead about the upcoming election. All the liberals on Twitter, all they do is mislead about Trump. That's all they do, literally. So if this were actually applied in fair practice, being reported and shut down for misleading about a political election, every Democrat would be banned off Twitter and every liberal would be banned off Twitter. Of course, we know the real reason why this rule exists is to actually get Trump supporters and Trump off Twitter. That's the backhanded way that this censorship works. But again, it's the Democrats that lie about Trump all day. Kids in cages, Muslim ban, demonizing immigrants. Lie, lie, lie. It goes on. The polls? How about the polls? You should ban every damn poll image that gets put out. Trump losing to Biden in Iowa. A box of hot coffee from Starbucks gets more votes than Joe Biden. You're like, hey, what's going on over there? People are taking a vote, Joe Biden or a hot cup of coffee. Ooh, I like coffee. Yeah, all the lies from AOC, all the lies from Rashida Tlaib, they should all be banned on Twitter. And that's why, guys, if you pull up my Twitter account, I'm dead serious. I got a little frustrated at the lack of action from conservatives. And I get it. I get it. We got Trump in. Everyone's getting high and mighty. Everyone's getting the dopamine hits. Everybody's feeling good. So people don't like to get out of their comfort zone. Fine. This one's easy. All you have to do is go on Twitter. Guys, scroll down. Right there. And you just take the tweet and report it. Bernie Sanders says Trump has a Muslim ban. I reported that tweet for being misleading about a presidential candidate. And it is. Rashida Tlaib said Trump's a dictator. I reported that for being misleading about a presidential candidate. Because it is. So I'm dead serious. Conservatives need to start acting in accordance here and start reporting all the lies on Twitter about Trump. And let's see how long misleading about a political election exists on reasons to report an issue. Of course, Elizabeth Warren is full behind this. Fighting digital disinformation with Elizabeth Warren.
Since the 2016 election, investigators, congressional hearings, academic research, and countless news stories have detailed the efforts by foreign actors.
Oh, foreign actors. Oh, my. Oh, the foreign actors. Oh, they're at it again.
To influence our elections by spreading false information on social media platforms.
That's literally the Democrats every day. Every day. That's all they do. This is spreading misinformation. The act of Elizabeth Warren trying to highlight misinformation being spread is her spreading misinformation. Oh, and now YouTube is doing it too. YouTube to ban manipulated content linked to elections. Again, folks, this is all to suppress Trump supporters. This is all to try to keep Trump out of office. And they sit here and they lie about it. Well, let's use their weapon against them. Oh, and by the way, tech giants tell D.C. Circle conservatives to let the $1.5 billion lawsuit die. They're claiming that there is no suppression of speech. There is no censorship of conservatives or Trump supporters. It doesn't exist. There's no grounds for this lawsuit. What a joke.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've seen Twitter's new report policy. Anything misleading about a political election needs to be reported. Well, this tweet from Bernie Sanders is a blatant lie. There's no Muslim ban. That is a blatant lie. President Trump is not demonizing or harming immigrants, and he's not racist. So this should be reported immediately for being misleading about a political election. So, yeah, it's false, and it intends to suppress people. I mean, it's all three, but let's go with this one. It's trying to suppress people. So there you go. This is how it's done, folks. It's time to report Bernie Sanders for lying about Trump. Boom. No problem, Twitter. I think I'm going to continue to report all of these liberals and Democrats that lie about Trump every day. Thank you, Twitter, for giving us this new report feature so we can finally report all these lying, dirtbag Democrats. Uh-oh, guys. The Democrats are at it again. Here's another misleading tweet about an upcoming political election. This is misleading. Rashida Tlaib, another dirtbag Democrat. They're up to it again, folks. Pretending that Trump is a dictator. Boy, that's very misleading. I'm going to have to go ahead and report this. It is misleading about a political election, and it's trying to suppress people from voting for Trump, and it's misrepresenting an affiliation with a candidate. Trump is not a dictator. So, I mean, I'm going to have to go ahead and report this, folks. Boy, you hate to see it. You hate to see it, but we're just going to have to.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those are just a couple of videos I put up there for my Twitter. But I'm dead serious. I mean, if Twitter wants to stop misleading information about a political election, I mean, it starts and ends with the Democrats, does it not? But see, how do I explain this? You see, I don't even know. Yeah, okay. I guess people like to call me a troll. Well, this is me trolling. This is me trolling Twitter. Because we know the only reason they put that out is to just give liberals, the little tattletale liberals on Twitter, another tool to report Trump supporters and censor Trump supporters. That's all it is. But see, oh, we're going to take it literally. We're going to pretend like we don't know the nefariousness of the Twitter censorship campaign against Trump supporters. You know, we're going to pretend like, oh, yeah. And so, Twitter, thank you so much. You finally have given me an outlet to report all the fake news from the Democrats on your platform. Oh, it's so beautiful. And so let's actually troll Twitter and pretend like this is real. Oh, Twitter really wants to stop misleading information about a political election. Oh, thank God, Twitter's finally doing the right thing. So all the tweets about kids in cages being Trump, we can report all those tweets. All the tweets about Trump being racist, we can finally report all those tweets. All the fake news about the impeachment, we can finally report all those tweets. Thank God, Twitter has finally had a moment of reckoning. Oh, so conservatives and Trump supporters, it's time to flock to Twitter. It's time to report these dirtbag Democrats for all their lies. Finally, Twitter has seen the light and given us a tool to fight back against the lies against Donald Trump. But again, we know Twitter did this to target Trump and Trump supporters. Oh, but see, we can outsmart them and troll them. So I'm dead serious, people. Get on there. Report all the fake news you see about Trump. It's misleading about an upcoming election. 110% the Muslim ban. That's a misleading tweet. Gotta report it. Trump's a dictator. That's trying to intimidate voters. That's voter suppression. Misleading about an upcoming political election. Report it. And that is the conservative tea. All right. What to do, what to do. Okay, we have the clips. Okay. I hope, I may go back there and like give Sam an award if he censored this video perfectly. Because it's tough. It requires a little nuance here, but this is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. Now, again, this genre of approaching the Trump protesters or approaching the liberal mobs and just asking them basic questions like, why don't you like Trump? Just to expose their ignorance was started right here by yours truly more than 4 years ago. Now there's Sam. He's nervous because he knows if he censored this video right, he's in for a big reward. If he didn't, I may have to use the force to withhold his air intake. Yeah. But let's go to this clip. So this is somewhere in Florida called The Villages. And by the way, the person that lives here, not the one that filmed the video, but lived there and sent me the video, says there's literally only two Democrats in this whole neighborhood. So this guy happens to be one of them. And he's out in the middle of like a big circle drive or whatever, big central part of town where there's a lot of traffic. And he's in his little golf cart with all these Trumps are racist, impeach Trump, sexual predator BS. And so this nice lady approaches him, calls him out for the lies. And I just want you to listen closely. I want you to listen closely because, you know, you hear the traffic driving by and honking and yelling at this guy. But there's a moment of perfect epiphany that really just encapsulates the entire video of what a passerby has to say to this guy that really shows you where we're at. But let's go to this hilarious clip. A nice lady approaches a deranged Trump protester. There's a golf cart,
sir,
all the signs.
Can I ask you a question? Hi. Why do you think that Donald Trump's a sexual predator?
He admitted to being a sexual predator.
He did?
Yeah.
When? When did he admit that?
Do you live in a cave, lady?
When did he admit that he was a sexual predator?
Pause it and rewind it 5 seconds. Again, like, you hear the people driving by like, get out of town, like, you suck. Like, nobody likes this guy. But the lady's, the lady's innocence and the approach is just perfect. Like, really? He is? Like, that's how we need to start approaching these people. They're the ones that are stupid. They're the ones with the low IQ. They're the ones that have been deceived. It's time to, I'll shut up. Go back to the clip.
When did he admit that?
Do you live in a cave, lady?
When did he admit that he was a sexual predator? Do you know what a predator is?
When he said he grabbed women by the pussy.
Oh, that's a predator?
Grabs women by the pussies and thinks that he has every right to do it.
Don't get in my face.
I'll get in your face.
You will not get in my face.
You're so goddamn dumb.
Oh, okay, I'm dumb.
You're dumb. You don't know.
Look at you. Look at you.
You don't even know he said that.
I know he said that.
You are stupid.
He said that to a guy on a hot mic.
You are stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
How many women have filed suit against him for grabbing
him? I have no idea. How many women filed suit against Bill Clinton?
Why are you defending Trump if you don't have no idea?
I will defend Trump till the day I die.
Well, you're a pig, aren't you?
What?
A pig.
A pig? I'm a pig. Okay, what's your name, sir?
None of your business.
Yeah, well, let's see. Ed.
His name's on his golf cart.
Penn State. Okay, because I'm going to send this to Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr.
Look at this entitled liberal jerk off. Nice lady calls him out.
You won't punch him in the nose.
I would punch him right
in the
nose.
Would you really? Okay, well, I'll tell him.
Tell him.
I'll tell him that you say he's a sexual predator.
He's a pig.
And that he's a bigot and a racist.
He's a bigot, a racist, and he's a pig.
And that you sit out on the middle of the...
Here's the paper. They're going to take pictures. You want your picture?
Listen closely.
Yeah, take a picture of this guy.
He thinks I'm crazy.
I think that you shouldn't be able to say that about the President of the United States.
He's a pig.
That he's the President of the United States.
Oh, yes.
Where are you guys from?
Oh, it's so good. I'm telling you guys, everyone's driving by, giving him the middle finger, giving him F-bombs. It was tough to hear it. We had to censor it. But this guy drives by and just goes, I can't repeat it. It's just so funny. These people are insane, man. I mean, seriously, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this nice lady walks up. And by the way, talk about lack of candor or gentlemanly behavior. She walks up and he immediately gets in her face, says, I will get in your face, calls her a pig. This guy's sitting out here in his fancy Penn State golf cart with all of his signs, says that she looks like an idiot. Like, man, maybe you need some self-reflection here. And literally everyone's driving by just like, F you, a-hole. Like, screw you. Like, go home. And this entitled liberal jack-off sits out there in his little golf cart. It's just, I mean, it's literally the epitome of a liberal with their fancy golf cart and all their stupid signs, rude to a woman, rude to the whole neighborhood. Nobody likes them.
But they sit up there because the news said Trump was racist. And I'm fighting a racist. I'm fighting a pig. Look at me. I'm a pig fighting a pig.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I asked the great editor Sam to put together a new promo for me. You've seen the promo of me confronting all the street libs out there, but here's one of me engaged in political events. This is a surprise to me. I salute Sam for putting it together. Let's check it out.
Barry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are Barry Nadler.
You're a member of the Austin City Council. Are you going to ignore the media?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk to the mentally defective here. You're not allowed to speak to the mentally ill.
Mr. Renteria, last time I saw you, you were illegally campaigning outside of a polling place.
America's done with this.
So there you go.
We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing him because they don't like him.
Trump will get 4 more years because of you. things got a little heated at a public forum addressing homelessness in Austin.
The goal was to discuss the challenges the city of Austin is facing as the homeless population expands.
We should be sounding like me right now! We should be sounding like me right now! Not like them!
Nothing is going to change in this city or your city with this bad leadership.
God bless Donald Trump! God bless the United States of America!
Did you see the Project Veritas video of the Bernie Sanders campaign manager talking about violent riots? Does this concern you at all? So you're just not going to talk to me like a 12-year-old? You're just going to walk away?
The famed Anderson Cooper. Mr. Cooper, do you plan on bringing up the Project Veritas tape? Yes or no? Will you disavow political violence, Anderson? Simple as that. Will you disavow political violence? Anderson Cooper from CNN.
Anderson. All right, Anderson, I'm going to assume you want political terror in this country, then. I can only assume that Anderson Cooper of CNN supports violent socialist revolutions in America. And there he goes, the fame, the genius, Anderson Cooper.
You like me? I like you! Get that f***ing mic out of my face, colonizer!
Calm down.
I am calm. This is me being calm.
Will you please quit lying about the president?
No, I'm going to say the truth.
He's not a racist.
He is a bigot and a racist.
He's won awards
he's
for
a
his
bigot and a racist.
Contributions to
he
inner cities.
A bigot and a racist.
What has he done that's bigoted,
he is
sir?
A bigot and a racist.
What has he done? Maybe you're a bigot. How do you
well,
like that? You're a racist and a bigot. Look at this. Congressman Al Green is a racist and a bigot. Congressman Al Green is a racist and a bigot.
You're entitled
How
to your
How do you like it when people just call you a racist?
Hey, Wolf. Did CNN tell you not to bring up Kyle Durant? As a mainstream media member, will you disavow Kyle Durant? Did you see the Project Veritas video, Wolf? Why won't you answer a simple question?
I have no idea.
So you've not seen the Project Veritas video where Kyle Durant from the Bernie Sanders campaign says he wants to burn cities to the ground? And he's on the Bernie Sanders campaign team? You haven't seen that?
Nope.
Will you disavow political terrorism?
Of course.
So you will disavow Democrat political terrorism like Bob Kramer?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you must be bad at your job.
Here's another CNN anchor who won't disavow Democrat terrorism.
We will get this information out there. The people will not be
scared. But all I see is God-fearing, American-loving patriots out here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will put that video up at band.video for your sharing pleasure. Let's go ahead and put that up, guys. We'll put it up. New promo, Owen Schroyer takes on corrupt politicians face-to-face. And by the way, I kind of wanted a little bit more of me in city council up there, but Sam did a great job with his own creativity there. But I do want to air that clip of me, if we have it in its entirety, of me confronting the local town hall about the homelessness issue. Because, ladies and gentlemen, again, I don't take pleasure in being right about this stuff. I mean, it's like if you throw grass in the air and the wind blows and the grass floats away, you're like, hey, it's windy. It's like, duh. But yeah, the homeless are getting violent in Austin because Mayor Adler hasn't done jack. We are into the second hour of this InfoWars War Room. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I haven't even hit the smelling salts today, and I'm like all ramped up and revved up already. Whew! And I still got a lot of news to get to before I open up the phone lines here. The crew was like, oh, and we really missed you. You were gone for so long. Now I'm like giving them 50 things to do during breaks. And they're like, Jesus, Schroyer back already? My gosh. No, it's great to be back united with this crew. And it's going to be great to be reunited with you when I open up the phone lines. But let me just do this. Because I haven't been in this chair since, I mean, guys, when for real, when was it? Like 2 weeks ago, maybe? 2 weeks ago, Scott's saying? more than 2 weeks ago. That's a long absence. Maybe the longest absence in this show's history of me not being in the chair. By the way, we're on to season 3 here on the War Room. 3 hours a day, teleprompter free, script free, just total from the soul. No one else could do it. All the shows making fun of us got canceled. What's the guy's name? Klepper runs away from me because his show gets canceled, trying to be me, make fun of Alex Jones. Just doesn't work. So I salute this audience for putting us here for season 3, and we're just ramming the establishment. Look at how good this crew is, too. They had the clip ready to go. Look at that coward. I thought he'd be cool. Ended up being a total coward. Anyway, here's what I want to say. Now, obviously, what we've done just to be here, to be live, I can't thank the audience enough with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just say this. Now, obviously, me being severely ill last week, I don't want to get too much into it. It was not a pleasant week for me. I haven't been that sick in 12 years, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why I don't get sick is because I am I don't want to say a health freak or health nut, but I do my darndest to stay in the best possible health that I can. And part of that is I don't even know how many. I take about 16 to 20 supplements a day between in the morning and then at night. And most of those supplements come from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I have no doubt that was me last week right there, totally bedridden. It sucked. I'm not going to lie. It was not fun. I have no doubt the reason why I very rarely, I never get sick, folks. I couldn't even tell you the last day I missed a day of work from being sick. And unfortunately, it was every day last week. But I tip my hat to the fact I take supplements every day, and a lot of them come from InfoWarsStore.com. This is how you can help build your immune system. This is how you can... And by the way, I didn't go to a doctor. I avoid hospitals and doctors like the plague for multiple reasons. And I had faith in my own health and my own body and my own immune system that whatever it was that was trying to kill me last week wouldn't. And so, God bless, here I am. But if you want to help build up your immune system, there are great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to help just get your chi and have a good microbiome, there are supplements at InfoWarsStore.com to do that. You say, what the heck, a microbiome? Well, look into it. Look at the benefits of a Flora Life. Look at the benefits of a Living Defense and all the other great supplements we have for your microbiome at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want the energy to keep that chi and momentum going on an everyday basis, just to put your body in a fluid, upward momentum, active phase, check out the Super Male Vitality. Check out the Real Red Pill, the Real Red Pill Plus. The DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com is the elite of the elite when it comes to supplements. You want to help build your immune system. We have the immune system support. We have the colloidal silver. And when you combine it all in synergy, it's how you can reach your peak performance. It's how you can stay healthy, and quite frankly, it's how you can seize the day. Carpe diem has been a motto of mine to live by for a long time now, and yeah, it's not easy, folks, to get out of bed and kick ass every day relentlessly, but if you need the extra boost, the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are no joke. Now, if you're someone like me, you've been doing this for a long time, it's easy to pick and select and say, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that, I'm going to combine this with that, this. But if you're new to it, we have the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com that just does it all for you. It's got 2 packs per day, one for the morning, one for the evening, the supplements you need, just basic, the good stuff to help you get up, get active, stay healthy, and then at the end of the day, turn it down, stay healthy, and fall to sleep. It's the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com, 75% off. That's ridiculous. Okay? You cannot get a better deal. You can go find, you can go to, you know, all the local nutrition stores or you know, big chain nutrition stores. Everybody's got their own kit with the supplement stacks built in for the morning and night. $150 minimum. That's how much they cost because a lot goes into it. This is on sale for $30 right now. Now, if you can beat that deal, you can't. So, no, there is no beating that deal. Now, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. So I really, I salute the audience for supporting us, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com to help keep us on air. And then, B, I just salute the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com for keeping me healthy and energized every day so that I can come here relentlessly 3 hours a day and beyond. The supplements at InfoWarsStore.com make it possible. Okay. So, in this little time, okay, let's, all right, you want to know what you look like when you don't take the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com? Go ahead and check out this freak show in clip 16. Oh my. Oh, jeez. This is peak liberalism right here, screaming at a crowd of people. Oh, this sad, sad individual. This is like the grandchild of powder. Ooh. Oh, my. So for people wondering, this is there was some Trump event and this radical leftist showed up. It's a female with a shaved head and there's a drag queen for Trump out there standing up for Trump. There's some people wearing a MAGA hat and this bald headed female rolls by and just screams at them. Now, look. I am a social liberal. I don't care what you do with yourself. I don't care what you do in your free time. Quite frankly, it's none of my business. And again, I just don't care. However, I mean, I have to call things as I see them, folks. This individual is a soul-sucked, malnourished, I don't want to be rude, but this is a serious mental health case right here. And I'm not kidding. The reason why I get so upset when I see the lies of the Democrat Party and the mainstream news is because they create basket cases like that. And it breaks my heart. Now, this individual is old enough to know better at this point. But think about the kids that get infected with this liberal pathogen. Think about the youth that get indoctrinated into this sick, unhealthy lifestyle by their parents. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because we're all on the same team at the end of the day. We may have different, you know, plays to win the game or different, you know, theories and stuff, but that person's lost. That is a lost, soul-sucked, malnourished individual, and it's all because of modern-day liberalism.
Infowars.com/show.
Smashing through the lies of the Democrat Party.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. Your host Owen Troyer back in the seat. We're right on schedule. We are right on schedule to get to your phone calls in the next hour, but I still have some stuff to get to. Hey, I'll tell you what, let's go back. Let's check in on the Democrat funeral here, formerly known as the Democrat Party. We're calling it, or we'll call it Democrat Wake. I don't know. I don't want to be, you know, insensitive here, but I like to call things as it is. It's not a party. It's closer to a wake or a funeral. But let's check back in on the Democrats. Mini Mike Bloomberg just shot a little campaign ad. Let's check in on Mini Mike.
Where's my ice cream?
Oh.
Ah, thank you.
Oh.
Hmm. Big gay ice cream is the best.
Did you guys know ice cream could be gay? So what is it? No, I'm serious. If ice cream is attracted to other ice cream, does that make it gay? Is ice cream supposed to be attracted to like a sandwich or something? Like an ice cream sandwich? What if vanilla ice cream is attracted to chocolate? Is that still considered gay, or is that, I mean, I'm just trying to figure it all out here. I mean, Bloomberg's the one with the answers, obviously. You know, here's the funny thing. This is actually an age-old tactic of tyrants, ladies and gentlemen, to make themselves appear soft. Warren Buffett did this all the time. It's all about, oh, I'm just an innocent old man eating ice cream. Yeah, nobody's buying that. And so here's Mike Bloomberg literally saying, I love big gay ice cream. Let's go back to Mike one more time. Mike, what's your favorite ice cream?
Gay ice cream is.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, how about that? So, I mean, that's it for sure. I mean, he's got to win now. I mean, Mike Bloomberg is so woke.
The best.
Mike Bloomberg is so woke. He eats big gay ice cream.
Ice cream is the best.
I mean, folks, let me tell you.
Big gay ice cream is the best.
I've never been that woke before. I mean, let me tell you, if you eat big gay ice cream.
Big gay ice cream is the best.
I mean, Bloomberg 2020, there it is. No, but seriously, this is something that totalitarian, power-hungry people do to try to soften their image. Warren Buffett is famous for it, and now Mike Bloomberg is famous for big gay ice cream. Good for you, Mike. Way to take a stand against oppressed ice cream flavors. Somebody's got to stand. See, here's the amazing thing about the Democrats. They go for demographics that don't even exist. Remember Julian Castro? I'm here fighting for the men that get periods. Zero of them. Here's big gay ice cream Mini Mike Bloomberg. I'm here standing up for gay ice cream cones all across this country. Mike, they can't vote. Don't stop him. So it's nice to check in on these people every once in a while just to see what craziness they're still up to. Let's do this. Let me get rid of some of this. So from the Wall Street Journal, impeachment winds down with whimper as Washington moves on. No, America's moved on from this a long time ago. The only reason why this stuff even makes headlines is because that's its intended purpose by the Democrat Party. It's all fraudulent, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And look, sometimes I have to go against the Trump-supporting conservative grain just to kind of shake them straight. But, I mean, the Republicans, you expect it. They're part of the D.C. establishment, many of them part of the swamp. But Trump supporters need to understand the whole impeachment vote or whatever it is, any person that considers any of this stuff a victory for Trump is wrong. This is all a victory for Democrats, folks. This has been the Democrat scheme. It's all about getting headlines. It's all about destroying Trump's name. It's all about brainwashing the public. It's all about wasting your taxpayer dollars. They're going to do it for another 4 years. So even if Trump gets voted to acquit, or it could, the vote could be 100-0, and that's still a victory for Democrats. You have to understand this is their game plan. But sadly, I think I'm the only one that seems to understand that and point it out. Now, here's a story from Breitbart. The list, 123 Republicans ask for more foreign workers to fill U.S. jobs. Now, this is kind of an interesting one. Because part of you is sitting here saying, well, what the heck? The Republicans are supposed to be the ones fighting for Americans. And you'd be right. At least that's how the game is supposed to be played. That's the whole playbook. But this is actually a deeper issue. Not I don't even want to get into the issue of do we need foreign workers, do we not? You could make a case for it either way. You have to understand, folks, there's big-time money in illegal immigration. Big time. Who do you think's getting these contracts to house the people? Who do you think's getting the contracts to care for them? Getting the contracts for the food, the water, the milk, the facilities, the beds, everything. This is big business. And you better bet your bottom dollar Republicans are cashing in. Guaranteed. I don't think I'm going to have time for that. You know, let me just do this. Daily Star fears UK's new 5G network could lower sperm counts and sterilize young men. Now, there's all kinds of headlines. InfoWars has covered this. Natural News has covered this. All people covered it. 5G, the brain waves, the cancer, the lowering, the sperm count and everything. But boy, oh boy, were they pushing 5G at the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's this weird thing. It's like a weird Jedi trick media can do where they can sit here and say, thanks to 5G, you can watch the game in HD. The football's been broadcast in HD for 15 years. But what they do is they pretend like you need 5G to watch your video on the internet or to watch HD or to do this, do that. It's all made up. I believe the real agenda behind 5G, now you can go, dystopic if you want, but at a base level, this is for the security grid to be running and active in live time 24/7. This is for the AI, when it gets rolled out, to be easily accessible to the average person 24/7. That's what the 5G is really about. Now, if you're the people manufacturing this and putting it out there, or as Trump sees it, this is big money, big business. But to the grade school that has the tower put on top of their school and then the kids get cancer, it's death. To you and to me, it's death. But that's never stopped big business from rolling out the next greatest product, right? So what is it going to take, I wonder, until people really understand the threat of 5G? But you know what? It'll be so trendy. Oh my gosh, did you see the new 5G emoji meme? I can turn myself into a rainbow unicorn. Yeah, you know that while you're turning yourself into a rainbow unicorn, your pecker is being shriveled up.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
We figured it out, ladies and gentlemen. You don't like communism and socialism just because it hasn't been democratized. So as you can see here, socialism, the government puts a gun to the back of your head. If you don't comply, puts a bullet in your head. Well, that's socialism. That's not fun. But democratic socialism, see, you get to put on a party hat and hold balloons and there's emojis and it's fun. So that's the simple solution to socialism. You just make it Democrat socialism. I mean, AOC, when she orders the Gestapo to put a bullet in your head for dissent, she's going to have a nice clown wig on and makeup. It's going to be fun. Same thing for communism. I mean, yes, communism means that the little guy has to carry all the weight and then probably starve to death in the streets. Nobody likes to see that, but let's spruce it up a little bit. Let's give you some clown makeup. Let's give you some balloons and some confetti. And when you're dying on the streets, starving to death, you know, the police or whatever will come by and throw some confetti in the air before you die. I mean, that's Democrat socialism, folks. That works. And so, really looking forward to Democrat socialism finally showing the world how communism can work. And I'm sure it won't fail miserably. And even if it does, we're going to look good doing it. Now, while that is obviously a joke, it's not a joke what's happening in Austin, Texas. Now, first, let me just roll the tape because I just want to say I warned this city. And I even remember when they first changed the bill about how the homeless basically run the town now. They can't be arrested. They can camp out anywhere. I told Kellen McBreen, I was like, hey, this is a big story. You should go out and do a piece on it. And he did. And we were so ahead of it then, we didn't get the coverage. We didn't get the shares. We didn't get the links. Now, you know, Fox News comes to town and they do a story on it. It's like, oh, Fox News covers it. It's like, no, we covered it months ago. And we warned Austin months ago. So again, here was a town hall about 4 months ago where we were addressing the homelessness issue with this horrible mayor, Mayor Adler, a total failure here in Austin, Texas. I knew he wasn't going to do jack crap just from hearing him from 30 seconds in this meeting. So here was my short outburst.
All right, I can't take this anymore. Nothing is going to change in this city with meetings like this. This is pathetic. Nothing is going to change in this city with meetings like this and leaders like this. This is pathetic. How many times do we have to have meetings like this? We should be sounding like me right now. We should be sounding like me right now. Not like this. You want to know why nothing changes in this city? Because of bad leadership.
Nothing is going to change in this city or your city with this bad leadership.
This is pathetic. This is pathetic.
Nothing is going to change in this city. And notice how every city he mentioned is run by Democrats. Democrats do this to cities. Nothing is going to change in this city with this leadership. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We need a new mayor.
And so, of course, there's me getting escorted out for telling the truth. Boy, if only they would have elected me mayor of this town. But sadly, they didn't listen, and Mayor Adler is a total fop and a failure. And let's look at some of these headlines now. UTPD chief, two students were victims in downtown Austin stabbing. Homeless people are now stabbing UT students. One injured in downtown Austin stabbing, bringing violent January to a close. You've had people die now because of the violent homelessness. And, you know, there was a report on Twitter, guys. I forget the young lady that did it. There was another homeless stabbing over the weekend, and she's almost to tears because she's walking through downtown. And by the way, I've talked to families, folks. I mean, downtown Austin should be a beautiful city, and it is. But because of the Democrat leadership, it's now turning into the homeless camps of Los Angeles or the swallers of Portland or San Francisco. And you could pretty much, I mean, you could just put into Google or whatever, Austin homelessness stabbing, Austin homelessness death, Austin homelessness violence, and there's just headline after headline after headline every night because it's totally out of control. A lot of these people are drug addicts. Now, there's so many homeless people in Austin, many of which I've actually spoken to when I've done reports on it. So I don't like to make a blanket statement about all the homeless people in Austin, but there's obviously your violent drug addicts. There's obviously your vitriolic, insane mental defectives. I mean, it's not good, folks. You can't even go out in Austin, Texas anymore without being harassed and potentially dealing with violent homeless people now. And it's sad. It's sad for them. It's sad for the city. Yeah, and there's Greg Abbott who tweets this out. Another stabbing in downtown Austin where both the suspect and victim are said to be homeless. How many people will be killed and injured before Austin reforms its homeless policies? I will have DPS increase law enforcement around downtown and UT areas. Well, they've already been doing that, but there's only so much they can do. This falls on Mayor Adler. But guess who Mayor Adler blames? Governor Abbott. After a man died, Greg Abbott blamed Austin's homeless policies. The mayor called it demonizing. So the mayor says, oh, don't demonize the homeless. Don't demonize the policies. It's not their fault. You're right. You're right, Adler. It's your fault. You're a Democrat, socialist, communist failure who's failing this city. You know, I remember when I first moved here, I was like, I guess over 4 years ago now. In fact, see, yeah, you can pull this up.
Austin was literally like from 2010 to 2015, like top places to visit, top places to move to, top up and coming cities. And it was great. The infrastructure was coming up. People were moving here. The economy was booming. The city was clean. The streets were clean. What happened? Mayor Adler happened. Democrat policies happened. Now you can't even go out on the streets without having to protect yourself. And by the way, we don't even have open carry laws here. We have strict gun laws here. So some people can't even protect themselves. Oh, but you see, the homeless now run this town. Thanks to Mayor Steve Adler and the Democrats on this city council. And, you know, it's funny. You know, I haven't spoken at city council in a while. Maybe it's overdue for me to pay them a visit. I mean, what issue should I bring up? The homelessness? Killing people? Stabbing people? How they still pay for Planned Parenthood to exist here? Look at that failed mayor, Steve Adler. Steve No Nads Nadler. Sorry, it just really makes me mad. Because I've moved here on like the back end of like the best days of Austin. Now it's just turned into a Democrat hellhole. And that smiling fop of a mayor is, I won't say 100% to blame, but I mean, you know, 90% with his little stupid Democrat city council. And by the way, I used to speak at these city councils and the one conservative, there'd be one conservative on the board. And they'd always come find me afterwards, or their assistants would come find me afterwards, or they'd shoot me an email and be like, thank you. Like, I can't do anything. My hands are tied. I can't get a vote in. They overrun me. They shut me down. They're like, thank you for being a voice of reason. I mean, it's like, I can't have a, they actually reject me from speaking at city council now. Now I might be able to sneak in again. Mayor Adler leaves the room when it's my time to speak. I mean, you want to talk about a coward? Put Mayor Adler back up there. Coward. There he is. Look at that coward. That is the face of a Democrat coward. If this man had any integrity at all, if he had a scintilla of integrity, he would have resigned. All the violence and desolation in this city is because of you, Mayor Adler. It's time for you to leave office.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I can't believe it, but it actually exists. People are currently celebrating Rush Limbaugh's diagnosis with lung cancer. I am, you know, I don't know what to say, folks. It's the same people, you know. You know, the good news is there's plenty of room in hell for people like Tariq Nasheed. And you know what's amazing is how hate-filled the average Democrat has become, how filled with hate and disgust the average liberal in this country has become. And I got to be honest, folks. Sometimes I have to just take a deep breath because I'm so boiling with anger on the inside right now. Not over the fact that these people exist. Of course these people exist. Of course people, racists and bigots and it's not even haters. I mean, these people are disgusting humans. I mean, literally cockroaches of humanity, Tariq Nasheed. It doesn't anger me that they exist. What angers me is that they're celebrated. What angers me is that they actually have cultural influence. That's what breaks my heart. These are the people spewing hatred. These are the people spewing racism. But they put this mask of liberalism on and they get away with it. I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. And for whatever reason, I mean, I can give things up to God. I'm challenged to do that every day, but I feel like God sometimes kind of turns into like a backboard and like rebounds it and like sends it back to me like, nope, what are you going to do about this, Schroyer? I guess I'm going to call it out. But the good news is, like I said, there's plenty of room in hell for Tariq Nasheed. I don't get joy out of saying that. I mean, but it's just, again, the average liberal, the average liberal Democrat in this country is so filled with hate and disgust. It's sad, man. And I guess it just impacts me in a different way that I can't sit here and laugh about liberals all the time. I reach a certain point. I reach a certain line in the sand. It just makes me sick. People like Tariq Nasheed should be getting scolded and lambasted and I mean, from all sectors of society. But he gets lifted up and he gets crowdfunded by liberal Democrats. You know what? I need to stop right there and try to move on before I say something I may regret. But wow. The lowest form of humanity is on display right there. The lowest form of humanity, folks. I'm just sickened. I'm just sickened by these people. And the saddest part of it is they have no ability of self-reflection. And they can't even look in the mirror at themselves because vampires have no reflection. They can't even see themselves in the mirror because they can't even open their own eyes. And I can sit here and do politics and talk this and that and get into the mud, but I'm just at a loss. I really don't even know. How can you be so publicly shameful? How can you be such a total piece of shit? Excuse me. Dump that. Okay. Wow. I mean, just wow. That's just, you know what? It's fine. These people will get theirs in hell. And Rush Limbaugh will be in heaven lighting a cigar off their burning carcasses. You trash. You just absolute Democrat liberal trash. Ultimate human trash. And you will be in a heap of human trash. It's called hell. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a sad, sad thing to witness. What a sad thing to witness. I don't know how you recover from that. That's just a gut blow to see our fellow humans so filled with hate. What do you do for these people? You can pray for them all day long, but They're already gone. Their soul's already the devil's. They already have one foot in hell. Oh, and see, that's the thing. Once you put an inch of yourself in hell, there's no coming back. Unless you chop that inch off. But they're too selfish. It's just, I've said it 1,000 times a day. I hate to be redundant. But it just breaks my heart that people can be filled with so much vile disgust, so much hate. I mean, this is the modern day equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan, ladies and gentlemen. It's people like Tariq Nasheed. And again, you see the people responding to it, celebrating it. You know what? The Bible warned us about these people. These are the serpents. These are the foot soldiers of the devil. And so they will be with their father, the devil, for all time. Doesn't give me any pleasure to know that. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart. All right. I really can't even focus after seeing that. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number, because we're going to take your calls in the entire third hour. Anything I've covered today is fair topic for discussion. I will do one more news blitz. But anything I've covered today is fair for discussion as we open up the phone lines on my return to the war room. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And think about this. You know, you've seen the average conservative get censored off social media for posting a meme. You've seen the average Trump supporter get censored off social media for using a banned word like illegal immigration. But when you have people, when you have blatant racists like Tariq Nasheed, I mean, Tariq Nasheed is the definition of a racist. I mean, the list goes on and on. I could sit here and name them all. But they're allowed to operate. God bless Rush Limbaugh. And I hope he has a full recovery and stays on air for another 40 years so that Tariq Nasheed can go deeper and deeper into the depths of hate and the depths of hell where his soul was formed by his father, the devil. So I disavow racists like Tariq Nasheed.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. We're all going to recover together from that. I apologize for dragging you down. I wish I would have never seen that. So let me try to lift our spirits here before we go out to your phone calls and I get to the rest of the news. all swearing in ceremonies of police officers are special, but in Irving, Texas, there was one that was a little more special than the others. Here it was.
I'm coming home. I'm coming.
So you see the female police officer being sworn in. She raises her hand, shakes the hand of her superior, and she's about to get her badge. Before a special surprise comes, if you're watching this at home, try not to tear up.
As her husband, deployed overseas, comes home for her swearing-in ceremony, and she totally breaks down. Police are the strongest of us. But how can you help yourself from letting it all pour out in a moment like this?
I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home.
As he puts the badge on her uniform.
All the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom.
I'd be lying if I told you I didn't shed a couple tears when I first saw this. And you know, this is what I wish for our country. I wish all the soldiers from overseas could come home. I wish they'd all come home tomorrow. Because what are they doing overseas? Building walls for other countries? Protecting foreign interests that have none of our interests involved at all? Supporting the military-industrial complex, lining the pockets of weapons manufacturers? Lining the pockets of their investors, lining the pockets of our government. It's time to bring all the troops home, ladies and gentlemen. This boondoggle, this racket has been going on for far too long. Now, Trump's a great president. I wish he'd be the one to do it. I doubt he will be. But who will be? Who will be the president to finally bring the troops home? Who will be the president to finally end all these fake wars? Who will be the president, the greatest among us, to finally bring all the troops home where they belong and protect our interest? And you know, when I see all of these Democrats wanting free this, free that, free education, free healthcare, I'll be honest, a part of me would not be so inclined to agree with them if they took the approach of, we have spent trillions of dollars in the Middle East, trillions of dollars for stuff that we'll never see, we'll never care about, it will never impact any of us. Trillions of dollars. Now, you could theoretically say, if you instead invested those trillions of dollars in healthcare, in the education system, quote-unquote free college or free education might seem more plausible. Of course, it wouldn't be free. The point is, instead of spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on fake wars and manufactured wars and lying about wars and keeping us in the Middle East for decades, yeah, you know what? We could probably take better care of our own citizens here. We could probably have better health care. We could probably have a better education system, but no. Instead, we're left to cry when we have just a little moment of justice when a soldier gets to come home to see his wife getting sworn in as a police officer. I'll tell you what, I'd go along with the Democrats for free education and free health care if they would commit to bringing the troops home, but they won't do it. They're getting rich off it, too.
This weekend, I saw the headline, N95 virus mask shell out across the United States. And I've been told that by folks when I was buying some extra ones just last week that they were running low. I also noticed that storable food prices were spiking, but we kept ours at the lowest you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. But then Tim Frugier, the manager of the warehouse, came walking in a few breaks ago, and he said, listen, he said, I just got some really disturbing news from my Patriot Supply that we private label the InfoWars high-quality storable food from. It's the very same stuff right off the same line. It's just that we can contractually get around their normal lowest price by private labeling and have an even lower price out there in the marketplace, and that's always been my business tactic. I noticed that the N95 virus masks have sold out across the United States. I noticed that storable food prices were spiking. I noticed there were reports that food prices in general were going to be going up because of the crisis in China and surrounding areas and with how deadly this coronavirus is. And then all of a sudden, Tim comes walking in and he says, we just talked to Matt Redhawk, his longtime friend and the owner of My Patriot Supply and a patriot. And I said, let me guess, they're running out of storable food. They're having to pay a lot more to buy food currently. And everybody else has already run out. It's just another sign of how serious everything is, because they were telling us, well, because we have an agreement with them, hey, you can't have that sales price at that level anymore because we're having to go out and buy food at much higher prices. And so that's where in the supply chain, you get the news that this is really serious. And so during the break, I went and found out more about how institutional buyers, big corporations, and state-connected groups are buying from our supplier and from other suppliers. And that's why the other ones have run out and aren't even able to ship for folks. But we are within 7 to 10 days. But this is getting delayed with each passing minute, so secure your spot now. Other suppliers aren't able to ship at all due to the huge demand. And really, that's the takeaway. So I would just tell listeners, you can always eat your insurance. Hope you never need it. This stuff's really good. You can buy stuff that costs 5 times more that's gourmet that tastes better. But for quality food that tastes good, this is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere, even when it's at its regular price. And so that's really the boil down here is, with just on-time delivery and all the rest of the stuff going on in our society, people need to stock up on food. They need to stock up on water filtration. They need to stock up on ammo and need to have a plan with your friends and family and neighbors about what you're going to do, because you can feel it in your bones. Big stuff's coming down, whether it's this coronavirus or something else. Now is the time to get prepared. And I suggest folks get their storable food at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. You get your order in now, you'll get it within 7 to 10 days. They always do what they say they're going to do, unless there's an earthquake or something in Utah. But these are good Christian, hardworking people that do what they say they're going to do. And I personally have been buying more gas masks. I personally have gotten extra water filtration. I personally have ordered more storable food just last week, because I have been able to take care of not just myself, but my neighbors. Because believe me, hungry, starving neighbors are not a good thing to have. And so it's simple. You better hide your food or you better have extra. Because just because you live out in the country doesn't mean you're going to be safe either if society breaks down. I'm going to say this again. Half the public was self-sufficient during the Great Depression. 90% of folks live in the country. A little bit more than half of them were completely self-sufficient. Today, about 87% live in the city, and a very small percentage of those in the country are self-sufficient. If we have another Great Depression in this country, and if supply chains break down, it is a recipe for megadeth. So I suggest you get the Alexa Pure, a water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. It's still discounted. Don't know how long. They've got a good supply of those for now. And you get your storable foods now while you can, and support the InfoWar and your own family, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't for, and really what is a perfect example of what liberalism does, it stops things from getting done. If it wasn't for the blatant, racist, disgusting garbage from Tariq Nasheed, I would have been perfectly on schedule today to do everything. Unfortunately, I'm a segment behind because of that, so I'm going to have to do a news blitz later. But I did say the third hour was for your phone calls, and we do have your calls lined up. So let's go out to the phone lines here as we're into the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, and let's go to Joel in Ohio. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, good to talk to you, Owen. You were talking about the lost lefties that are just like, what can I do for these people? And in my opinion, it's like a two-tier thing. On one hand, you have like the lower level ones that are just misguided, and I think those ones can be saved. But on the other hand, you have higher up the pyramid, you have some really horrible, I call them pedocrats and pedocons, and these are serious Satanists, and these types, I don't think there's anything you can do for them. Like the Schiffs and the Nadlers, they're gone, man. I don't think there's anything we can do for them. I just wanted to put my two cents into that. But the lower level ones that are just kids and kind of misguided, I think you're having an effect on those. And I think some of them are actually jumping ship because they realize they're on a losing team.
No, you're 100% right. Those that have committed to evil have made a choice. Whereas some people can still be swayed or still, you know, can see the ways of the devil that, that operate through the Adam Schiff, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, who, by the way, Nancy Pelosi's in a real bad place right now. I don't know how they even get this woman up on a stage half the time. She is actually suffering severe breakdowns. Half the time she can't even walk under her own power. Anything else, Joel?
Yeah, sure, if I got a second. I just wanted to say, I was raised by leftists. I grew up on Antioch campus. It's like the Berkeley of the East. And I could never get past, with Christianity, I could never get past why God would slaughter entire nations or like an entire city. He would tell his people, just kill them all. And I couldn't get past that. And that's what kept me from accepting Christ. And when I saw the raw satanic evil of the ones real high up the pyramid, I realized, like, you can almost see it in their eyes. They have like a germ, like a satanic germ. It finally clicked for me that that's what it was back then. And the Lord just was like, these are devils. You have to do what you got to do, you know?
Well, and I think what it is too, at least my understanding, just covering these people, there's one level of this Satanism that is just deception. They get off on deceiving. It's like, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase this because I'm not trying to lump these people together, but it's like the man that dresses like a woman just to deceive you, just to say he can do it, just to get one over on you. You know what I'm saying? Then there's the level of, which is above that, which you're getting to the tier system here, where it's, you're so weak and pathetic as a human, I'm literally going to steal your children. Now, whether that means kidnapping them or, you know, indoctrinating them into Satanism or indoctrinating them into some sexuality or all that stuff. So there's, like you said, there's these different tiers, but it's really all about deception and it's really all about corruption. And so that's what they get off on. That's what gets them high. That's what they live for. And they laugh when you soak it up. Now, look, I don't know if anybody's going to call in and talk about that Super Bowl halftime show. Whatever. J-Lo rubs her little, her little vajay on national television and everybody thinks it's so great. And Shakira does her shaking of the butt and everything. Fine. I mean, whatever. That's considered their entertainment. Bring out the stripper pole. Show the kids in cages, which, what's that about? I mean, is that like a Satanism thing? Like, hey, we got your children. Ha, 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 he, he, he. With Jay-Z and Beyonce staring on. But that's what it's about. It's about literally rubbing your face in it and showing you you have no power. Saying you as a parent have no power over your kids. We dominate your kids. We sexualize your kids. We indoctrinate your kids into Satanism and you do nothing. And that's one of the higher levels of Satanism that you get from Hollywood. That's what it's about. And so you can sit here and say, oh, it's just entertainment. Well, sure, fine. It's just entertainment. J-Lo on a stripper pole, rubbing her little parts. But it's all about them dominating you, saying you don't even have the will to raise your kid. You don't even have the will with common decency to tell your kids this is not how humans should behave. They dominate.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Try to finish my point here that I was making in the last segment and move on. The level of Satanism, Luciferianism, whatever you want to call it, that Hollywood and mainstream media engages in, it's all about dominating your will to even control your future or control your children's future. And, you know, they get off on it by saying, look, we're going to indoctrinate your children into all of these degenerative beliefs and this degenerative behavior, and you're not even going to do anything about it because you're so low, you're such scum. It's the same thing with this whole deception, like, hey, I'm going to dress up as a dude, or I'm going to dress up as a woman, even though I'm a dude, and then you're not going to know any difference because there is no reality. So it's the same, concept, just a different practice, different tiers of it. And I'm not going to sit here and break down all the Super Bowl halftime garbage. It's the same stuff as normal, and it's just like, whatever. But this is what they do. And this is how we've gotten to this point of such degeneracy, because they're right. The average parent, the average person doesn't do anything about it. They let it happen. And so you think Jay-Z and Beyonce give a damn that you're sitting here calling them out for not standing during the national anthem? These people have gotten rich off of you, billions and billions of dollars. So they scoff. And that's the big joke. You have no will. They still dominate your will. That's what all the Hollywood mainstream Satanism is all about. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines here. Let's see. Ed in Maryland. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Owen. Great to have you back, man.
Thank you.
I don't know firsthand. Know a little bit about DC jail. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I figured I'd tie two things together, and that'd be the, if you kind of tied the Super Bowl halftime show together with all the bile we've seen in the last couple hours since the announcement by Rush. You know, love or hate him, whatever. I mean, I have disagreements with Rush. I don't agree with every single thing that he believes. I'm probably more libertarian, probably more along the lines of Ron Paul. And that was a evolution, but I don't have any ill will against Rush. And, you know, anytime somebody gets diagnosed with a serious illness, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. I guess we're just witnessing the continuing coarsening of the culture, so to speak.
Well, and it just shows the ignorance of these people. If you want to claim Rush Limbaugh is somehow racist against black people, his number one assistant, Bo Snerdly, is black. Like, this is his number one tail gunner since he's been on for decades. And he's like, oh, yeah, screw that Rush guy. He's racist. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. But that's the average liberal, and it's sad. Because, see, what happens is it's like a child. It's like if a child runs around saying something that is inherently false, it's like letting your kid believe in Santa Claus until they're 25. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no. But that's what these liberals do. They just believe things that are so untrue with just a tiny little bit of research they could find it out, but they don't care. It's not about reality for them. It's about their reality and making and then dominating you with it.
And I personally don't think that a lot of them believe this stuff that they espouse.
Well, and that's when the Satanism comes into play. That's when it becomes deception and dominance over you. That's the Luciferian nature of them.
It's been an evolution for me to see that as well. A lot of it has come about from listening to InfoWars and listening to War Room and listening to David Knight. And anyway, I'm here at the airport in the parking lot to pick up my parents, and I just wanted to drop that real quick and thank you guys for being there. And I'll be an InfoWarrior until we're all gone. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, I grew up listening to Rush on KMOX as a kid. The voice is just ingrained into my memory. Like I said, I've never not agreed with everything Rush says. I just appreciate his voice out there. I hope Rush is on air for another 40 or 50 years, but you know, that's quite a mantle that Rush has built for us and quite a mantle to carry. And, you know, well, again, I hope he's on air forever, but the day Rush goes off is a day where there will be a mantle to be carried on. Thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Hector in Seattle. Go ahead, Hector.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, so since we're talking about the Bible and spirituality and, you know, all this stuff that's going on, for example, in the book of Daniel, 2:36 is where he's explaining the dream to the king about the statue. So this is what he says to him. Your Majesty, you are the King of the Kings. The God of Heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory. In your hands, he has placed all people everywhere, and the beasts of the field and the birds in the sky. Whatever they give, he has made you ruler of them all. So basically, he's telling him that God gave him the kingdom. So later on, when he's explaining the other dream, in chapter 4, where he's the tree, and then all of a sudden he becomes insane. This is what the last part of it says. So 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof, he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of your majesty, of my majesty?" So when those words came out, that's when he became insane, because he was not acknowledging the God that gave him the kingdom. So this is my message to Donald Trump. Mr. President, you need to, every time you get an accomplishment, you accomplish something, you have to give credit to God and not to your administration. So that God is, in English, Jehovah. That's what the Bible says. So think about that, Mr. President. That's my message.
All right, Hector. Thank you so much for that message. Let's go to Malcolm in New Mexico. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Hi, Owen. Glad you're back, man. We have a fan club for you here. We're small in numbers here in limousine liberal heaven, but we're glad that you got out of there.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Okay, my thing was about the bioweapons. I think you had Mike Adams on, and he was talking about the possibility of this being a vaccine. I have a background in biotechnology, and I was doing my own research on this before a lot of it was yanked off of Google, or you got to go to like page 5 or 6 to find the information, the scientific information. But he was talking about HIV, about this being a vaccine thing going wrong. This thing had HIV in it. I don't see how you can put HIV in a vaccine, because HIV targets macrophages, white blood cells, with CD4 receptors. So it's like the idea of a vaccine is that you're trying to develop immunity to something. And it's like, how could you develop immunity to something if it's designed to attack the white blood cells it's going to copy? So that's I have sort of a complaint about that. I don't see how you can do HIV. And HIV is in this coronavirus. It is a bioweapon because they're combining it with SARS. I have written or tweeted to Donald Trump with my information.
It was that information that somehow, for some reason, got Zero Hedge banned from Twitter.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity, it's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, two segments left. We're taking your phone calls. By the way, Bo Snerdly tweeted this out from Newsweek. Oh, poor little Newsweek. Ah. Fake Newsweek headline. Alex Jones InfoWars YouTube videos uploaded by proxy accounts attracted hundreds of thousands of views despite ban. So it's like Alex Jones and InfoWars videos are extremely popular. We must shut them down. Newsweek could put together the greatest video compilation of everything they've ever done of all time, and nobody would care. Alex Jones could fart into a glass bottle, and it would get 1 million views. And it drives them crazy that we're so popular and they're such losers, even though they get inflated by the establishment media and we get censored. InfoWars censored, still more popular than everybody else. So suck on that, liberals. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Alex in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Alex.
I just want to welcome you back. You remind me almost of like Odysseus when he went on the Odyssey, but you're only getting started. And I think the work you did down in D.C., I think everyone was captivated. I was watching you on Periscope, Bandai Video, and InfoWars. And also, too, everybody was involved. Savannah was down there. It was a group effort. And I, from the bottom of my heart, and God loves you guys, too. Like, you guys are amazing.
Well, thank you, Alex.
And you've also, you know, awakened me to a new level. You know, I've started to get more into, I'm an artist by trade, but I own a landscaping company. But I recently started making, you know, political cartoons again after 10-year hiatus with art. And I'm starting to awaken people to the stuff, sharing links with Bandai Video, the people that didn't even know about InfoWars. I'm just constantly informing them about history and what's at stake. And, you know, and I love that the InfoWars focuses on God and, you know, preaching peace. That's what's important. And I think it's really important, too, when you said, you know, we can't get mad at these people. They're fallen souls. And a traveling preacher once told me, I'm a Christian, he said the best thing. He was a very young preacher from South Africa. And he said, in this world, we value people. And we value gold. And we walk on people. In God's kingdom, we value people and we walk on streets of gold.
Well said.
And you know what? I just want to give a quick plug. I stocked up on X2 a couple years back, so I've been religiously using that. It is amazing. And Alex Jones pushes it, and other nice stuff. But, like, it is the best. It awakens you. It's a natural energy, and people definitely need it. So.
No, the X2 is no doubt a life-changing supplement. And it is just the nascent iodine. It has game-changing effects, and it kind of just kicks all these other things into gear that you just – you just didn't know were sitting dormant. These powers that you have, to, for lack of a better word.
If you're drinking energy drinks all the time, that's bad for your heart. This is natural. It's a tiny bottle. You can make, you literally put a few drops in a water bottle. You'll be set for the day.
So. I mean, you can feel, I mean, it's like an electric taste to it.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no doubt. It's one of our top sellers for a reason.
I don't know if you guys are doing any events coming up in the spring or summer, but I'd love to join you guys down in D.C. I'm not far, so I'll try to keep a lookout.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Obviously, with my hiatus, some of the planning got put on the back burners. But, yeah, I've got some plans coming up. We're going to be doing some touring stuff. Obviously, the battle tank will be out. So just stay tuned, and we'll probably get to your area eventually.
Awesome. Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm always educating people and spreading the links and spreading the good word of InfoWars.
Well, God bless you. You make it all possible. You keep us on air. You keep us relevant. And by the way, thanks for the call, Alex. You know, you brought up getting into art again and doing your art and kind of getting political undertones. Aubrey Huff, who's been on the show before, has also been doing art, former baseball player. We're going to be doing a special segment with him, maybe even a full hour or more, calling it Let the Haters Speak. Now, Aubrey Huff, as a two-time World Series champion, has drawn a lot of ire on social media for his outspoken takes, to which I salute him for. It's nice to have a professional athlete not cater to the liberal mafia. Now, he may be a little abrasive for some people's taste, but nonetheless, it's nice to have somebody filling that role. So he's going to be joining me for at least a full hour, and we're going to open up the phone lines to see if some of these haters that love to address him on social media will call in. I love getting the haters to call in. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's healthy. And so once we get Aubrey Huff back on, we're going to be doing that. Let the Haters Speak with Aubrey Huff. But you mentioned art. He does political art, too. So that got me thinking of that. Need to plug that, let you know that's happening. Okay, let's go now to Elena in New York. Go ahead, Elena.
Owen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm calling in mostly about the, we had a drag queen story hour at our local library, and I wanted to read quickly to you what it says to see if it's in sync. The agenda I had on the flyer I got, if that's what you guys agree with. Can I read it?
I don't, yeah.
It says the program features drag queens in often suggestive and vulgar costumes. These men have access to children in order to read books that promote the homosexual lifestyle. To oppose this onslaught to our children's innocence, please join. And we were there to protest. And it says, Drag Queen Story Hour states as its objectives capture the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. Kids are able to see people who defy rigid gender restrictions and imagine a world where people can present as they wish, where dress up is real. Many children express gender fluidity. DQSH teaches children to embrace gender diversity in themselves and in others.
So this is an official flyer?
Yeah, well, I found out from my church because it was...
Because I hear that and I'm like, wow, somebody's putting that out to expose drag queen story time. You're saying they're promoting it like that.
No. I'm saying to you, I got this flyer. It happened to be America Needs Fatima through my church. I'm a practicing Catholic. And this is the info, but I'm trying to take the info. Somebody in the community was like, most of the community, they don't know. It's in Putnam Valley, New York. They don't know what this agenda is.
Well, look, I've got a story here that obviously the Drag Queen Story Time has been in the libraries. ChristianHeadlines.com, Drag Queen Story Hour moves into public schools. The first graders loved it. A first grade class at Maurice Sendak Community School, PS 118. Isn't that Hey Arnold School? A public school in Brooklyn, New York. Hey Arnold School, football head. I'm sorry, I don't know how I know that. Okay. We'll host a Drag Queen Story Hour for students February 21st. They're bringing it into the classroom now. As we predicted, look, it doesn't belong in classrooms. It really doesn't belong anywhere. Drag queen story time for kids. I mean, what the hell is that? By the way, similar headline. A man beat a transgender woman for using the correct bathroom. The women's, that's a CNN headline. A man using the women's bathroom. CNN says that's good. Now he's guilty of a hate crime. So, excuse me. So big burly man. Puts on a wig and some clown makeup, walks into the women's room. Now, in a sane society, that'd be considered what? I mean, sexual assault, maybe? I mean, sexual perversion? I mean, give me a break. If I walked into a woman's room with my beard, I should have my ass kicked. But, oh, if I claim to be a woman and then you kick my ass, you're guilty of a hate crime. I mean, ladies and gentlemen. New York has gone nuts. Drag queen story time for kids, men in the female bathroom. Woo!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the War Room. I'm going to do a news blitz, get your phone calls. But I haven't been on air since the death of Kobe Bryant. And so I want to just play a couple clips that I found that I think are probably the best of Kobe outside of what he did in the sports world, obviously. And, you know, I'm not one that idolizes people. Or even athletes. In fact, I kind of became immune to that working in sports media. These are just regular men and women like the rest of us. What I do admire is work ethic and the commitment to be the best. Obviously, Kobe exemplified both of those traits. But here's a couple of Kobe clips that you're not really seeing much of. So let's just take a look at the man outside the lines that was Kobe Bryant.
What did you learned from that whole experience, just having to go through what you went through?
God is great.
Is it that simple?
God is great. Don't get no simpler than that, bro.
Did you know that? I mean, everybody knows that, but the way you know it now, did you know it before that incident took place?
You can know it all you want, but until you got to pick up that cross that you can't carry, and he picks it up for you and carries you and the cross, then you know.
Tell the story of when you first got your USA uniform.
Well, I had goosebumps, and I actually just looked at it for a while. I just held it there, and I laid it across my bed, and I just stared at it for a few minutes. And just because it's, you know, as a kid growing up, this is the ultimate in basketball.
Where does the patriotism come from inside of you, historically? What is?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, our country is, you know, we believe is the greatest country in the world, and it's given us so many great opportunities, and, you know, it's just a sense of pride that you have as you say, you know what, our country's the best.
Is that a cool thing to say in this day and age, that you love your country and that you're fighting for the red, white, and blue, and it seems like sort of a day gone by?
No, it's a cool thing for me to say. You know, I feel great about it, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't hear that from professional athletes enough anymore. And it is too bad that you don't. So just a little late homage to Kobe Bryant here on the War Room. All right, let me do this news blitz and then take as many calls as I can. Ladies and gentlemen, there's big trouble in San Francisco. San Francisco official in charge of cleaning up city's filthy streets arrested. Yeah, not only that, you had the public works director, Mohamed Nuru, arrested, and then Nick Bovis, popular owner of a bar, Fisherman's Wharf. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys were involved in some serious shenanigans. Now, the bad news for them is this isn't being investigated by San Francisco's district attorney. No. This is now a federal investigation. They're going down. And this is going to potentially expose mass criminal corruption happening in San Francisco under the watch of Nancy Pelosi. Speaking of, under their watch, fentanyl heroin overdoses in San Francisco more than doubled in 2019. Now, if this doesn't go to show you how Democrat policies are not just failing policies, but deadly policies, I don't know what will. But that won't stop the Democrats. No. They'll continue to push their deadly policies for the rest of us to endure. Oh, well, how about a little racism from Lauren Duca? The Iowa caucus is a fun little block party for white people with snacks. You know, every time I see some stuff that gets me into the whole race baiting issue of racism and identity politics, I try to just fold it and put it away. But man, it's just amazing how much racism against white people there are. And it's just like, oh no, there's not. There's no such thing. Again, there's racism every which way. But it's just like, you can just be racist against white people, and that's somehow considered like a heroic stand to take. It's really odd. Maryland red flag law turns deadly. Officer kills man who refused to turn in gun. Whoa! 61-year-old man is dead after he was shot by an officer trying to enforce Maryland's new red flag law. So this is an old story, but it's funny that they continue to push these things, and you wonder when it's going to pop off. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about this. Men's fashion, ladies and gentlemen, is dead. Of course, that is according to the fashion gurus. If you look at some of the images from Gucci's 2020 fashion collection, it's literally, I don't even know what you would call these, grown boys wearing female clothes. That's the Gucci 2020 fashion models, is grown boys that weigh less than 100 pounds, look like stick figures, wearing women's clothes. That's somehow men's fashion. And then there's this. I mean, I tell you, I don't know what to think. Men's fashion is starting to get exciting. And it's, what are these men wearing? Nobody dresses like this. Okay? Now, you can sit here and debate about John Legend being the best looking guy on earth or whatever. Let me tell you something. John Legend wouldn't be caught dead wearing any of this. Like, did you see what they made Lil Nas wear to the Grammys or whatever the hell it is? Some pink female cowboy outfit? I mean, they are trying to destroy men, ladies and gentlemen. They're literally trying to destroy everything that is masculine. Aw, little crybaby liberal. Wajahat Ali, these people are insufferable.
Trump tweeted our CNN clip from 2 days ago. Friends are now concerned about my safety. I refuse to be intimidated and bullied by bad faith actors who cry fake victimhood, whining about a harmless clip. No, that's you. That's all liberals are. You literally have built an entire political movement off fake victimhood. You are the biggest bullies in this country. You are the ones assaulting people in the streets. You are the ones engaging in hate crimes. You are the biggest hate group in America. It's liberal Democrats. And then they fake like they're a victim, literally like Jussie Smollett faking a hate crime. Or just they fabricate something out of nowhere like, oh my gosh, I put out a Trump clip and now I'm being bullied. No, you're not. Shut up. Sick of these people, man. Toughen up. Seriously, liberals are the most weak, pathetic excuses for people I've ever seen in my life. But I shouldn't even say liberals because it's not actual liberals. It's lefties and fake liberal Democrats that are just a bunch of chicken neck pansies. All right, China's covering up the coronavirus. The bodies are piling up, and they think just by spraying people with a hose when they get off an airplane is going to somehow cure it. Okay. Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani Mirage, sentenced to 25 to life in prison for child rape. All right. That does it for my news blitz. You know, I was going to get to this high-speed rail that we never built with this concept from 2013, but we're not allowed innovation in this country. We don't get new airports. We don't get anything. We just get more war and more debt and fake socialism. All right. Let's take a call here from New Mexico Jed. New Mexico Jed. Go ahead.
Right on, man. Thanks a lot. It's great to hear you back, Ben. I just wanted to bring up Tariq Nasheed. I know we're not going to be on that much longer tonight. So is he even aware of like who Thomas Sowell is? I know he is because Tariq Nasheed's a pretty intellectual guy. I ran across him maybe 10 years ago on an amazing slave breeding documentary that was done about Baltimore and Richmond. I would think it'd be worth it to reach out to him and find out what his evidence is that he has against Rush. Because I don't know, might be something interesting. I mean, would you reach out to him?
Sure. Actually, I have reached out to him in the past. Here's the problem. This is tough to explain. Tariq Nasheed could probably be a very, very good influencer and good intellect and thought leader for the black community. The problem is he's a racist. He's a racist against white people. And so everything he's going to do is going to have that tinge of racism in it. And that's just the sad truth.
Conservative racist? That makes any sense to you?
What do you mean?
Well, he's like so pro-black, but very pro-black, maybe anti-white, but also sharing conservative values that conservatives...
See, but okay, yeah, that's a bit... It's like, there's no problem. I mean, you can be pro-black, you can be pro-whatever you want. So there's no problem with that. Uplift your own community. If that's your thing, you want to be pro-black, uplift black people, good for you. But for them, or for him particularly, it's not just about uplifting black people. It's about tearing down everyone else, blaming white people, and then saying, oh, see, this is how we get ahead as black people, is by tearing down white people. So I wish Nasheed wasn't such a racist, but that's what you get. Thanks for the call, New Mexico Jed. That does it for my return to the War Room. You stay classy, Info Warriors.